Good day, friends. It's Monday, the 17th of February. And I pray and hope that throughout today, God will give you a word or a situation where you can hear and listen to His activity in your life. And stop and ponder what He is doing and creating in you. But before we do, before we pick up the story in Exodus, we practice the art of sitting still and being a people of Sabbath rest, even for a moment. So just hit pause for 20 seconds of stillness or 2 minutes. We pick up the story in Exodus chapter 3 as Moses is in the wilderness escaping for a long period of time. About 40 years, they think it was. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in the flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but it did not burn up. So Moses thought, "I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up." When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said, "Here I am." "Do not come any closer," God said, "take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." Then he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. An encounter with the spoken and living word of God. May we be aware and ready to hear and to see God's activity today. We know that it says the angel of the Lord appeared to him. And then later on it says God called to him from within the bush. So theologians reckon that this is a theophany, an encounter with the Word of God, Jesus, prior to his birth into the world through Mary. So the living Word, before he was called Jesus, the Saviour, the promised Messiah, the one to come, was also the Word of God at work in creation, but also in particular times of activity throughout the world, and here specifically to Moses, the Word of God being the messenger, the Christ, speaking to each of us. I like what Moses did here. He came closer to inquire, to see. I think at times in our busy life we hear or feel an inclination of the Lord and we think, "Oh, we'll get back to that. I've got things to do." Or "I wonder what that was about." And the intention of Moses here to go and take a little look, to inquire, and to come to a point of realizing that we are in a conversation or an encounter with the Holy God. This is the first term of the word holy used in the scriptures here in Exodus chapter 3. And we are grateful that through Christ we can come into a dialogue with our Heavenly Father, because he has opened the curtain at the temple of holiness, so the separation is no more. But I do think it's entirely right for us to humble ourselves and lean in and to listen. So may God bring you to a place of his word, whether audible or inaudible in your heart and mind, draw you closer to him. And may we not be so full of busyness as to not stop and lean in and to listen. And to know that, as Moses was reminded, that God is the God of generations, of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob, and he's been at work in this world and will continue to be at work in our lives, should we be willing to listen and lean in and consider his holiness, or at least consider our place before him of humility. Let's also read from Proverbs. The next few, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled with overflowing, and your vats will be brimming with new wine. May you be encouraged to lean in and to honor everything that the Lord brings across your path today. God bless, friends. Speak to you Wednesday.